This is the astrology forecast for the 2016 Pisces Full Moon Lunar Eclipse by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Pisces Full Moon Lunar Eclipse takes place on September 16, 2016 at 12:05 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 3:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 7:05 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 24 degrees Virgo, 19 minutes, 24 degrees Pisces, 19 minutes. Hear that roar? It's the tidal wave coming off the Pisces full moon. An umbrella won't do you any good. Surfboard might not either. These breakers have indomitable force. Running away is pointless, too. This full moon is a lunar eclipse, escalating everything unfolding under it into larger-than-life proportions. What's cresting is beyond mortal power. It will find you no matter where you go. Better to let the waters wash over and out of you. Better still to dive right in. The ride will be exhilarating, purgative, curative, and ultimately a relief. And you'll end up on dry land, eventually. You've been feeling the buildup to this, whether you recognized the signs for what they were. The month has been edgy, unsettling to the point of physical discomfort, and motivating, inviting look after look at situations big and small that scream for improvement. A lot of them, if you're honest with yourself, have been hovering for some time. The skies have targeted them in a massive cleanup and resetting campaign, and we've reached the most intense, inescapable phase. We're in the next-to-last round of a cycle of eclipses on the Virgo-Pisces axis, which started in March 2015 and winds up next spring. They've had us ping-ponging between extremes of utterly earthbound rational existence and utterly unhinging from the earthly. That cycle kicked off with a Pisces new moon at the last degree of the zodiac, so emotionally powerful that it sent people with a heavy chart emphasis in water to their beds. The current full moon is in the neighborhood, just a few degrees away. Instead of knocking us on our backs, though, this month is propelling us into action and communication. This lunar eclipse is in complex astrological company, which is transitioning us from a dying way of being in the world to the way that will be the new normal. This full moon is an ideal follow-up to the Virgo triple whammy that launched that process. The solar eclipse on the first, with Mercury retrograding in late Virgo and Jupiter ending a year-long trip through the sign. After the cleanup and reorganizational spree that lineup unleashed, what better final touch than power washing our lives with an emotional blast or two? It's like spraying suds and debris off a deck after scrubbing it down. Only a little messier. The power wash is showing situations in a way we haven't quite perceived them until now. This full moon is teeming with revelations, exponentially more so than most lunar eclipses, which are generally off the charts in this department. Thank a shift in the machinations of the cosmic fog machine. It's been on overdrive since late last year, the byproduct of a protracted clash between Saturn, Lord of Form, and Neptune, Lord of all that defies form and ruler of the Pisces moon. Their conflict is behind the vagueness, weirdness, and confounding credulity-defying statements and behaviors that have enveloped us since late last year. The two planets squared off for the last time on the 10th and are slowly backing away from battle. As the fog dies back, backstories are emerging, masks are dropping, lies and conceits are being revealed, explanations for all manner of mysteries are tumbling forth. And as we see more and more what has been going on in front of us, or behind our backs, or in the fog, the lid is flying off emotions. Ignored, buried, or denied ones are pouring out with an especially uncontrollable, physically uncomfortable power. The combo reality-tilting revelations plus tsunami force emotions is motivating us to do something. So is Mars, god of war and ruler of the masculine and our drive and energy. The sun and the moon are squeezing him in a dynamic configuration called a T-square. The pressure demands action, so not only is the lunar eclipse coaxing out emotions and revelations like crazy, but we are acting and reacting. Maybe like crazy, maybe not. Since Mars is in Sagittarius, the resulting action is spontaneous and high energy. It may have an element of putting beliefs in motion, perhaps forcefully or with a touch of anger. It may also have a premeditated streak, even with notes of maturity and commitment, reflecting the marching orders that Mars received from order-loving Saturn at the end of August. And again, it might be daring to the point of recklessness. Mars is in easy flow directly with Uranus, agent of radical change, in leap first, look later Aries. Fired up by this pair, emotional expression promises to be bold, abrupt, and risky, revealing personal truth and letting chips fall where they may. Whatever we feel, whatever we realize, whatever we express, we are not keeping it to ourselves. The pressure has Mars shooting arrows across the zodiac into Gemini, aka Cosmic Communication Central. We're broadcasting the effects of this eclipse far and wide, face-to-face and across social media. Invoke that Saturnian caution and remind yourself, anything you put online becomes a part of your permanent record. The playing out of this eclipse is loud, messy, at times overwhelming, and ultimately cathartic. Chapters are ending. Doors are slamming and bolting behind us. Many situations will never be the same, and neither will we. Good thing, too. The waters pouring forth have profound therapeutic properties, with wounded healer Chiron traveling close by the moon. His presence acts as a cosmic solvent, washing away the illusion of isolation as well as tendencies to soak up, carry, and drown in other people's pains, burdens, and sorrows. The mind can't stop it. It can't even overanalyze effectively at this point. Chiron is opposing Mercury, ruler of the mind and the Virgo sun. The positioning is putting the whammy on Mercury, overpowering the mind and permeating thoughts, words, and messages with compassion, forgiveness, and healing on all levels. Fight it, block it, or dive into it. We will ultimately feel tremendously better as the eclipse's effects unroll over the next 6 months. First signs of relief may well show up as September ends and fades into October. So take a deep breath. You can't hold back, much less stop whatever's coming. Face it, the skies are providing plenty of courage and fuel. Dive straight in. The ride will be wild, it's true, but the process will be gentler in the long run. For more about what's unfolding this fall and an understanding of how it affects you, listen to my Astro Overview for Fall 2016, Welcome to the New Normal, which is available at experts.omtimes/Kathy Beal. I'm a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my website, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcasts, sign up for my weekly newsletter, and book a session with me. You can find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.